It isn't clear who was in charge if there would be a cyber attack on electric lines crossing state lines, and that's a problem. A draft bill in a Senate committee would give the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission authority to set grid cyber standards. But the North American Electric Reliability Corp already establishes grid reliability standards in most of the U.S. Now, NERC is arguing that FERC should not get the expanded authority unless NERC does, too. Jerry Colley is president and chief executive officer of NERC, NERC. He testified before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee about this cyber legislation, and he joins us now live to talk about it. Thank you, Mr. Colley, for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So the cyber protection of the bulk power system, how is that working now, and what's the role, and who does what in the government and in NERC?
Well, currently it's a partnership between industry and government. Industry has the primary responsibility to for the business continuity of the system, so they have the controls and the firewalls and protections in place. NERC has a set of industry standards, and we work under the oversight of FERC, so we're not actually working separately, we're working together. And I think the third component is we depend extensively on intelligence agencies and the federal government for information on emerging threats that we're not aware of.
And in your testimony, there's a distinction between the bulk power system and the distribution system. Can you explain what that's all about?
The distribution system is generally the lines and equipment used to deliver power locally to customers and commercial buildings and industrial customers. And the bulk power system is the high voltage system, and we use a line of 100,000 volts and above as high voltage, and NERC and FERC have jurisdiction currently over the security of the bulk power system.
And so this legislation would expand what FERC oversees without expanding what NERC oversees, and is that the issue?
That's one of the issues. The legislation proposes to include distribution in the Cybersecurity Protection Authority, and I think that has to be done carefully because currently the local jurisdiction is under the jurisdiction of the states. And what I testified to was that if FERC is granted greater authority over key distribution assets like major metropolitan areas or military installations, that NERC would like to have similar authority so that our current partnership that we have could remain effective. So we're not independently seeking authority over distribution, but if the bill extends authority for cybersecurity to distribution to FERC, we're just saying that we would like to have similar authority.
Is this laying the groundwork for what is to come once the smart grid is in place and up and running and operational, or is this more the short term kind of short pass down the football field of figuring out who's in charge right now?
Well, I think it's both. I mean, there's strategically we all have to be concerned about the policy of how do we ensure security of the power system, particularly in the distribution area, as we have greater use and infiltration of smart grid technologies. But I think we also have to be concerned today about our critical national assets, our military installations, and key loads that we have, metropolitan areas in particular. Are they adequately protected from cyber attacks?
So in other words, the bulk system or the high voltage that those big wires hanging on those big towers, that seems to be better protected at this point than the stuff that runs locally that we can see on streets and going to buildings?
Well, we currently have a set of mandatory standards that have been in effect for a few years. They're NERC standards, but we do that under FERC oversight, and they've approved them. And if there's an emerging threat, as I said, we get the information from the intelligence agencies, and we can issue alerts to the industry to give them a heads up of an emerging threat or vulnerability, and that, I think, is effective at this point. We can always look for opportunities to improve that, but that's what's in place today. So what's I think the bill is contemplating is do we need to go further than that in the area of distribution? And I think that has to be thought about very carefully, as I said, because the states currently have jurisdiction there in the distribution area, and the what's done there now is in partnership between the utility companies and their local state and local jurisdictions.
We're speaking with Jerry Cawley, President and Chief Executive Officer of the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. So it sounds like there's a lot of players that have something to say over the different grids, local and interstate and so forth. So what would you put into the legislation that Senator Bingaman and Murkowski are proposing to make it all work a little bit better so people's toes aren't getting stepped on?
Well, I think there's a lot of good things in the legislation, and NERC is supportive of legislation that will help improve our security posture. One suggestion that I have is that we should think more comprehensively, not just limit the legislation to cybersecurity, but also I'm concerned about physical terrorist-type attacks and other threats. So I think we could look at a more comprehensive all-hazards approach. I also think there's an erroneous assumption, I think, in the legislation that any security threat can be dealt with through a standard. You create a standard on the industry. I think some of the near-term threats are dealt with better through quick alerts that we get information out to the industry and they can respond to that. And we have an alerts program that works, and I'm hoping that the bill would give greater consideration to the ability to deal with emergencies through an alert and a directive. We would like to have emergency authority not emergency authority, but enforceability of those alerts, which we don't currently have. And I think if FERC and NERC had that enforceability through the legislation, that would help us significantly.
Now, you had mentioned before that you work very closely with FERC on all of these issues. Have you worked with them since this legislation was introduced about how the roles would suddenly be made different and gotten their point of view? What do they say about it?
Well, we do have those conversations, and I work with them every day on a number of issues. So I think we are there's a lot more, I think, in common in what we're trying to achieve and what we'd like to see in legislation than I think appears in the line of questioning in a hearing. So I plan to follow up with the with Mr. McClellan and others at the FERC and see where we have alignment on how to get the best legislation we can to ensure the security of the nation's electric system.
And just a final question, what is the biggest threat right now to the grid? Is it actually a cyber incursion through a business system at a utility, or is it somebody simply chopping down a tower somewhere and the wires come down?
Well, I think all the threats give me concern. We're focusing a lot of effort on cyber at this point, and there are cyber activities going on every day, and we're defending the system against cyber intrusions. The physical attacks are not as frequent, but could certainly be damaging to the grid. So we're really concerned about all aspects of security for the grid.
What should we be watching for from here on out, and what sort of response did you get from legislators? What's next on your agenda, basically?
Well, we just continue to carry the message that we think a lot of what we have in place is working in terms of our cyber standards and our ability to issue alerts to the industry. And the industry is very responsive. They want to do the right thing to secure the grid. They need information. I think one of the challenges is getting a better line of sight between the various government agencies and the various intelligence agencies that are involved here, which are numerous, and we interface with all of them, but getting some clear line of sight between government responsibilities and the industry, and who do we talk to for information, and how do we get it out to the industry. And we will be following up with the House and with the Senate in terms of helping to construct positive legislation that we think will actually help the security of the grid.